Senator Mark Begich says the U.S. Senate now has the votes to repeal an unpopular provision in the national health care law that small businesses complained about. The Health Care Act passed last year requires businesses to file IRS 1099 forms for every vendor they paid more than $600 to. The effort to strip that out of the law hit 60 co-sponsors this week. President Obama called for getting rid of the 1099 provision during his State of the Union speech. He defended the overall health care law, but said he's open to improvements.
We can start right now by correcting a flaw in the legislation that has placed an unnecessary bookkeeping burden on small businesses.
Begich says the president's support is helping gain momentum in Congress. He says things are finally working out, but it's after months of trying to convince Democratic leadership and the White House.
People have come full circle. I mean, having the president note it and actually got an enormous round of applause when almost a year ago they were telling me, forget about it, it's not an issue. I think we kept stirring the pot, but it started from small business people talking about how to reduce the paperwork on their backs.
Begich says he's still supportive of the overall health care law and says this is not a sign that it's flawed. He says implementing a bill is the hardest part of lawmaking.
At the end of the day, you expect you're going to have tweaks and modifications to legislation. Of course, no one takes claim that they put this in there, which I found very interesting when I started asking around. Everyone says, I don't know how that got in there. Well, someone put it in, I sure the heck didn't. And so, then in that case, when there's no ownership and it also is burdensome on small business, it needs to go.
The provision is scheduled to kick in next year unless Congress acts. Among the 60 senators who have signed on are 14 other Democrats and 45 Republicans, including Senator Lisa Murkowski. Begich says the Senate could vote on it as soon as next week. Congressman Don Young is a co-sponsor of the House version of the 1099 fix.